Steve Campbell again, Texas Parks and Wildlife. Is with me is Sergeant First Class Zamora. I beg your pardon on that.
That's all right. That's
and you're
right.
With the Texas Army National Guard.
Yes, that's correct. I'm with the Texas Army National Guard.
Now, will you tell us something about the National Guard, its history and its origins and things like that?
National Guard has been in existence for over 360 years. Basically, it started when we were in the colonies. Basically, it was just like we were Minutemen. We were called up to protect the colony.
You would be the militia.
The militia. And then later on, of course, the Constitution said we could have a militia. That's where it came in. And now it's evolved to Army National Guard.
What are some of the things that the Army National Guard does, by the way?
The Army National Guard has two missions. The first mission is to protect, of course, the state of Texas, the city, the communities in the United States. The second mission is the president needs us. We go into action to support the Army.
So you have guardsmen in Iraq?
Yes.
And you also assisted recently with a natural disaster?
Yes.
Where was that?
That was in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. We sent some National Guard soldiers from Texas, of course, Louisiana, were there too, Mississippi.
But you were telling me within a certain amount of time you had how many Texas National
Guard?
We had
about over 3,000.
3,000, that's
within,
impressive.
Within 2 days after we got the call.
Now help me out with this, because I've always understood that the National Guard was... 2 weekends a month and once a year were 2 weeks. And we were talking earlier and you told me that you're a full-time soldier, and I didn't know that the National Guard did that.
Yes, the National Guard has basically everybody that comes in, either you're going to be 1 week in a month. There's 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer. Those are what we call our M-Day soldiers. You know, they're part-time.
Okay, M-Day?
M-Day.
Okay.
Monthly.
Oh, okay. See, that's cool. So, okay. That's what I was talking about earlier, those things that you called it.
M-Day soldiers, and they'll do 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer. They go do their job training, you know, the specific job they're doing, whether they're medics, mechanics, infantrymen, whatever job they did, you know, they got trained for. That's what they do. They're 2 days.
2 days.
And the 2 weeks in the summer.
Now, you were telling me earlier that there were more than just carrying a rifle in the National Guard. So what are some of the other jobs that are available that are full-time?
Full-time? We got our full-time jobs are going to be, of course, recruiter like me. Mm-hmm. We have administration specialists, supply specialists. Those are the people that our finance is the ones that are mainly full-time positions, technicians, you know, to support the computer works, the actual support of the mainframe of the Army National Guard,
okay.
Our support elements.
Well, let's talk about you and your entry into the National Guard. When did you join? How long you been in?
I did my 4 years active duty, and then I got out and I said, well, you know what? A friend of mine told me about the National Guard, so I went and I checked it out. That was in August 28th of 1985 when I joined the National Guard. And I've been in ever since. It's awesome.
Okay, I want to ask you about your daily life, because I think it's pretty much, you said you're a recruiter, so you're trying to persuade people to join the Guard. What skills have you learned since you've become a guardsman?
My skills that I've learned since I became a guardsman, basically it's been just a lot of leadership classes, mainly, you know, how to lead people, you know, how to...
In those situations, you need someone who's leading, and you need someone whose head is together.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like quitting?
No, not until I retire.
Not until you retire. Yes. We figured that out earlier today. Are you making lasting friendships this way, through this job?
Oh, yes.
If you're going to know for the next 20 or 30 years in your life.
I've had close friends throughout my military career that I still keep in touch with. So it's a family. It's a big family.
Do you have any inspirational heroes or people that you admire? And if so, what qualities do they possess?
Oh, man, that's a hard question, because... You know, when you become part of the National Guard, they're like brothers. You know, you become family, brothers. I mean, it's everybody inspires you one way or another. My closest friend is probably a friend of mine from Dilley, Texas. We've been together. Well, he's retired already, so he left me, but we still keep in touch, and it's a family.
It's great. Now, what experiences have changed your life, or your self-image, rather? I mean, how do you see yourself now versus what you were like when you walked in?
I've just become a better person. I understand people better. It's hard to explain.
How have you changed? I mean, you're a leader now.
Yes.
That's one thing. So it certainly taught you how to do that.
Yes. Yeah, you got to lead by example. You know, and I tell a lot of young men, young ladies. If you join the National Guard, it's going to make you a better person. You know, what you put into the National Guard, you're going to get out of it. It's just like any other job.
Do you feel like you're a better person now?
Oh, yes.
Than you were 20 years ago?
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
Got more discipline.
Okay, we've got one last question for you. I want you to look into those cameras. And if you had just one piece of advice for young people today, what would that be?
Well, since I'm a recruiter, I say join the National Guard. That would be my... But just, you know, set a goal. If you're in high school, set a goal and just go after it. You know, no matter if it's the military or whatever, go to college. If that's your goal, set it.
Set it and achieve it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Or this. I'm sorry.